Hello and welcome to Under the Surface number 247 on Rock Radio NI. My name's Dave and I'm here for an hour. So this week, going to start off with a somber note, the sad passing of Thomas Lindberg from At the Gates, amongst other bands. So let's kick things off in raucous style with Blinded by Fear. So two tracks back to back there featuring Thomas Lindberg, Blinded by Fear from Slaughter the Soul from At the Gates from 1995. And then following that was the 2002 album, lockup album, Hate Breeds Suffering, with a track called Retrogression that features Shane Embry from Napalm Death as well. Vicious stuff, and Lindberg's a lot more stuff out there, like The Great Deceiver, Disfear, and other two. great loss to extreme metal. So next up, a request in from Donald McBrien. New one to me, checked it out, good stuff, good solid heavy metal, I'm sure you'll like it too. This one's by a band called Chasing Demons and a track called Echoes from the Past.
We'll be right back.
Chasing Demons is a new one just out this year. It's, I suppose, I keep thinking it's this year, and it's near the end of this year again. You know, it's, you don't see the time going in. And after that was Spiritus Mortis with Visions of Immortality from the Great Seal album from 2022. Got a nice package from Fart Records there last week before, and a couple of Spiritus Mortis in. One of them has some great cover versions on Black Knight, Big Deep Purple, and an absolutely astounding version of Waiting for the Sun by The Doors. It's just so gloomy, it's great. Well worth checking out. So next up, Legions of Doom featuring members of the Skull, coming here with Pentagram in February, all being well. Hopefully the visas will be sorted out this time. This is a track called Insecticide, which comes from the Skull 3.
throne crumbles. We'll be right back.
And following Legions of Doom, that was Officium Trist with Roses on My Grave, 7-inch from 1999, and back into my 7-inch Odyssey. I had stopped for a while there, just didn't have the time. I got through a whole massive amount of Nonslaughter 7-inches, which took its time, you know. Harsh stuff, but worth doing. And then we're in the O with Officium Trist, and straight after that, coming up now, more Doom in the shape of a band called Ominous Sky. They released one single and it's absolutely brilliant. I love it. It's from 2005, and this is a track called Twilight Flowers Turned to Dust. And following Ominous Sky, another 7-inch, just to tidy things up there. That was Omen with Up From The Deep from 2017. And that was a split with Battle Roar that they did. Great wee single. That's I'm obsessed. I love the 7-inch singles. You know, they are great. I know they're not a lot of people's cup of tea, the up and down switching and that. But I do find it quite relaxing, and I enjoy looking through them, just like wee mini album sleeves, you know. So next up, a new one as well to me, Adore. I was poking through a few people's end of year lists and things, and halfway through year's list, and this band made a couple of appearances. And this is a track called Self Control, which comes from their album We Failed to Love Ourselves from earlier this year.
Yeah.
And following Adur, anybody out there who maybe has an older sister or who indeed are themselves a Durrani, that was Hooded Menace with Save a Prayer from their upcoming Lacrimose Monuments Obscuration album. Pure mouthful. Interesting cover, you know, it's the music's great, the vocals, if you know the original, you know, it's a far distance along from Mr. Le Bon, but you know, it's good fun, I enjoyed it. So next up, another request, this time from Christopher Osborne. This is a band called Upside Down Cross. And they're not actually a black metal band. They're like a doom sludge band. And they featured Jay Maskus from Dinosaur Jr. on drums. He also played in another band on drums, I think. Just called Witch from memory. I think I've seen them on you at Roadburn. But anyway, this is a track called Red Rum from the Upside Down Cross album from 1991.
Yeah.
And I just thought I would take it down to even more depths of depravity there straight after Upside Down Cross. That was Burning Witch with Tar Place from the Crippled Lucifer album from 1998. There's always rumours these guys reforming. It's one of the guys from Sun, and you know, we always thought you'd maybe see them back together, but you know, it just never happened. And released a box set there a lot of years ago. It was absolutely brilliant. It's well, it's not for the faint hearted, not something you would put on if you're feeling anyway like in a happy mood, that's for sure. So on to another request on Christopher Osborne, this time Isis, and from the Absence of Truth album from 2006. This band have got some really good stuff, but near the end of their career, I thought the album started tailing off a wee bit and they just weren't as essential as the earlier ones. But this one was a good one. And this is a track called Not in Rivers, But in Drops.
Yeah.
And following Isis, that was the Waste of Space Orchestra with a track called Seeker's Reflection from the Synthesosis album from 2019. It came out about, very interestingly, with a Roadburn Festival commissioning Diabolus Rising and Oranazi Bazuzu to get together and do a commissioned piece of music or something, a gig. I was actually at the show and I seen it. It was you know, hungover, came in, absolutely took the head clean off you, and you came out, you felt refreshed and got the beers flowing again. And then they actually went and recorded the album in 2019. And this came in from Spark the other week there. Nice double vinyl, really, really nice piece. But so I hope you enjoyed that. Complete mentalism, but yeah, something there for everybody. So this week I'm going to finish off with an odd one. It's a band called Sabbath Assembly, and it's kind of floating in that indie rock area. But it's something that came to me a lot of years ago. I was reviewing for a magazine, and it's just the creepiest album. These guys are, I think there's some weird religion or something that they don't believe there's a God and there's no Satan and they're just the one thing and everybody's just blah blah and just all happy. Whatever floats your boat, like. But the album's just so bizarre. And this is the final track of the album, called The Love of the Gods, from the Ye Are the Gods album from 2012. Just check this out and just check out the eeriness, the weirdness of it all. It kind of just summons up kind of Charles Manson and the Family, you know, that sort of kind of thing. But anyway, I hope you enjoyed what you heard, and keep buying those records and CDs and going to them gigs, and just keeping it heavy metal, basically. So until next time, look after yourselves.
In the name of the unity of the Lord Christ and the Lord Satan, I give you the blessing of Christ and the gods.
The love of the gods.
prophecy of the new beginning. The gods shall be united in Christ, and God shall be reborn. The Lord Jehovah shall be the power of God. The Lord Lucifer shall be the light of God. The Lord Satan shall be the love of God. The Lord Christ shall be the unity of God. And the power of fear, and the power of hatred, and the power of death shall be no more. Is the law of the universe. What is the law of the universe? What is the law of the universe?